This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A refreshing way for you to start your day, enjoy the early morning hours or mid-morning hours. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and the orchestra leader is Kara Schillen. I guess I may be the orchestra leader, but she certainly is responsible for the sound of the orchestra and her perch down in Washington in the main studio of our originating network. That's one of the words I have, originating. It's like sleep. I don't like to say the word sleep, so I use other words like
why?
I love to say the word sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't think my mouth forms it well. I don't think it feels comfortable in my mouth. One of the few words that does not sound like I want it to sound when it comes out of my mouth. Who else thinks of things in that way? But I earn my living talking, so I want to be precise, and I like to have good enunciation. I don't want to swallow my words.
And you think the word sleep doesn't come out of your mouth
when I say
correctly?
It. I don't think it. Does it sound okay when I say sleep?
Yeah, that sounds
really
normal.
Yes.
It's really weird.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. Okay, speaking of weird, you don't have to deal. Well, you have all wonderful partners to share your thoughts with around you, and so why don't you help yourself to all of our ears?
Well, I think we can't miss the big story from politics in the past week, and that is that Joe Biden has made 20 official Democrat candidates in the race, 21 total if you count the Republican Bill Weld, who is going to run against President Trump. This makes it the most popular primary in history, and no doubt before we get to the very first primary debate in June in Miami, there will probably be a few more candidates that will jump in to the mix. Now, Joe Biden has jumped in to kind of an interesting scenario. He, I think, would have been one of the front runners, if maybe not the president, if he had run in 2016. But now when he jumps in for 2020, well, it's a whole different ballgame, and you have a lot of people gunning for Joe, Republicans and Democrats alike. He jumps in as the presumptive front runner, but we are still looking to see how his fundraising efforts will match up against Bernie Sanders, who has been the declared front runner for the last several months. He's also doing the best when it comes to fundraising. There is a nasty race brewing between Bernie and Joe Biden, with more of the establishment Democrats falling behind Joe and the progressive branch of the Democratic Party falling behind Bernie Sanders. Now, a lot of people are already jumping ahead to the general election, a possible matchup between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And I think Joe actually matches up best on paper to go up against the president over some of the other candidates. Mm-hmm. But it'll be interesting to see if over the next few months Joe Biden can actually survive in the Democratic primary, because there are a lot of people in the DNC, the organization of the party, that feel he's not moderate enough, that feel he's not young enough, he's not multicultural, and he's not woman enough to be a desired candidate for the direction of the party. So it'll be interesting to see how the primary shakes out for Joe. If he can move forward and face President Trump, I do think it'll be the toughest match up for the president, although there are a lot of things that Trump could tie to Biden. That includes some of the spying stuff from the Obama administration on the Trump campaign. Obviously, the Trump economy doing better than the Obama economy, especially in the key states that tend to determine elections. President Trump has brought back several industries like the coal industry that the Obama administration had all but eradicated. So there are some fight back points for President Trump, but certainly it would be a tight matchup between the two of them, because Joe Biden being more moderate actually appeals to more independents, which will ultimately determine the presidential election.
Okay. So who among all of these candidates is the most transparent, do you think? Who is it that has the most... Well, like the,
I don't think there's a politician. I mean, I think there are people who are transparent when they try to tell people what they're doing and why they're doing it. But I think all of these candidates right now, especially, are looking for the right spin on all of the issues. They're all trying to win a vote or buy a vote. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, that's what politics is.
So in this circumstance that we find ourselves in today, it's interesting that you say what you do. And I know that both of you have sort of brought this into the focus. That is, where is today's Democratic Party or Democrat Party, depending on who you listen to? Okay, so it's the Democrat. But is that where America is? The Democrats seem to have lost sight of the fact that just because they're Democrats and because they may be in charge of the House at the moment, it isn't because of the likes of most of the people who are running for president. That's not where the public is. I'm not saying where I am. I'm just telling you that the average person isn't where these people are. It may be that certain age groups, certain demographic groups, women, men, maybe. But I'm telling you that from my vantage point, having watched a lot of political conventions, having watched a lot of politics over my life, I've always been interested. I ran for my first public office back when I was 21, here in the town where I live. And I've just always had a keen interest in politics for a lot of different reasons. I don't see a candidate that has universal appeal other than Biden, or has the best chance of universal appeal. I don't even think Donald Trump has universal appeal. He's got strong credentials.
He's so polarizing.
Among, right. He doesn't have universal appeal, and neither do the rest of these people that are running, with the exception of Biden. I think he certainly doesn't have universal appeal, but he has the most, I think Jennifer has said it well. He stands the best chance of countering Trump because he isn't like Trump at all. It gives you a clear choice. The two of them matched up against each other make for a
so
clear
different.
Choice.
Yeah.
I don't
true.
Think
that's
there's
a very good
anybody
analysis. Yeah.
In the Democratic Party who there is no one other than who is intriguing in the case of Buttigieg or whatever his name is.
Buttigieg.
I think he does have some. The rest of them are just
I
all.
I think down the road he's going to be. I don't think he's ready right now.
I think Beto O'Rourke burned himself out in the first
totally
round.
Burned out.
He's
yep.
done. Finished. Mm-hmm. Forget him.
Yeah, he's also a weirdo. The stories that came out about him makes him look like he's like weird. But here's one thing that I would say if I were a Democratic strategist. I am not. I intend to vote for the president as of today. Obviously, things can change. But the one thing that Democrats are doing all across the board, and I was surprised to see that Joe Biden did it too, is that instead of playing on real issues, they're playing on people's emotions instead. So instead
fear.
Of saying
fear.
And what you
yeah,
fear-mongering and also identity politics, which the
awful.
American people are sick of and they don't like. And so when Joe Biden launched his campaign, all he's talking about is Charlottesville and not even attributing, honestly, what Donald Trump said in Charlottesville. So I think there's an issue with that because, Doug, what you said is absolutely right. You need a candidate who can say, this is what the guy in the White House is doing, and here are my ideas to do it better. But instead, we're getting, well, I don't like him, and he's a racist, and anybody who supports him is a Nazi. And
that?
That's what I get.
Campaign.
And that's not going to make me ever want to vote for you because don't call me a Nazi. That is offensive to me. So I think there needs to be something where there's the candidate that goes up against Trump is actually going to have to start articulating platform differences. Otherwise, I don't think it works.
Issues. Hello.
Right.
Issues. Choose your candidate wisely. 15 past the hour on the DJV show.
Jared has hundreds of gifts you could get mom this Mother's Day, like a tennis bracelet.
Aww.
Or a diamond necklace.
Thank you, sweetie.
But there's only one that will make her feel like this.
Yes!
With Jared's diamond price match guarantee, you can finally get mom the one gift she's always wanted.
Oh, I love you so much.
For you to get engaged. Shop at a Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on the loose certified diamond of the same characteristics and quality from any other jewelry retailer as validated by Jared personnel in store. See jared.com/price match for details.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. Oh. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off, and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com, and don't forget promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So a couple of people in the news today. Jay Leno has surprised an ailing veteran with George Bush's service car. This is pretty interesting.
I love
David
this
Miller
story. Everyone should look up the video, too. It's really wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can tell the story if you'd like. I'm happy to have you tell the story. It's a good story about this poor man, David Miller, who's yet another victim of being at war. And so Jenna Bush, the granddaughter, and Jay Leno, this special gift that was once a car used by late President George H.W. Bush, the dad, can help make life easier for this fellow. Jenna became emotional as she joined Leno to surprise... is he a lieutenant? Was he a lieutenant, Miller? I think he was, I don't know.
I don't know what his rank was, but, yeah, just U.S. Navy veteran.
They rolled up in a Secret Service van modified to meet Miller's needs that had been used by Jenna's beloved Gampy in his later years. Jenna also presented Miller with a personalized letter from her father, George W. Bush, recognizing Miller for his service and noting that his father would have been honored to donate the vehicle. So, anyway, it's just one of those touches, you know. You look at this story, you hear the story, and you just want to cry. That's what you want to do. It's one of those great emotional layers that we find. And who better to present a car like that than Jay Leno? So good for him and good for her and good for them. Story of Kimberly Bishop, another name in the news. She was kayaking at one of those Hawaiian bays that you can't pronounce the name of, and she looked around behind her, and there was a shark, and the shark, this was a lady from Glendale, actually, Jennifer. They spend a lot of time, the family, over in Hawaii. So the shark hit the side of the kayak, tipped it over, and then chomped into her leg. How'd you like to be? How'd you like to have
that? That's an odd
question. That's how I would like to be.
21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Notice I don't do my gerunds when it comes to rockin' and rollin'. Rock and roll is here to stay and will never die. Brian Setzer proves that here as we get started in our music review for this half hour of the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I think all like the music of Brian Setzer. Yes?
Sure. Oh, I love. Yeah, we're going to see the Stray Cats.
Are you?
In August.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah,
good.
They're great.
A couple of years back, Brian Setzer found himself at a roadside motel in Lubbock, Texas. Ah, man, I wouldn't want to... wouldn't be where my first stop would want to be. He was due to play a show that night, and his songwriting partner, Mike Himmelstein, was on the phone asking how he was feeling. Setzer said, quote, "I'm a little off today. Don't worry. Tonight I'm going to rock it off." Himmelstein thought that was a pretty good phrase, so he asked Setzer what he meant. And he said, quote, "You know, if you have a hangover, you don't feel that good, we say you're going to rock it off." 10 minutes later, Himmelstein called Setzer back with finished lyrics for a song called Rock It Off, which you are listening to right now. Rock It Off, about how music works like medicine, right? When conditions are right. I think that's true. Don't you feel better after you listen to a song you really like?
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
In the last, well, we played Arbor Day, the Arbors and Graduation Day. That made me feel good. Lovely. Anyway, so I know you would rock it off. Premiered yesterday, newest single off of 40, Setzer's first new album with the Stray Cats in 26 years, which will come down on the 24th of next month. The LP marks the 40th anniversary of their formation in Long Island. Man, I didn't know they've been around that long. Rock It Off, available now for download with pre-orders of 40. So, looking beyond the 40th anniversary, Setzer says Stray Cats are likely to continue making records and hitting the road whenever the mood strikes them. In fact, the Cats are preparing to embark on their new tour in August of this year. So, good stuff from Brian Setzer and the Stray Cats. Just that movie. Actually, Rich McFadden introduced me to Brian Setzer a number of years ago, and I just took to it immediately. It's that kind of music, isn't it? You know, just take to it.
Yeah, it just makes you happy.
Yeah. All right, well, that's our job here, also to make you happy. Next up, see if this makes you happy. 26 past the hour, Rick Springfield. Yeah, remember Jesse's Girl? Says he raised his eyebrows a bit when he was invited to Germany to play 6 weeks of orchestral concerts last year, but the experience gave birth to this new album he's got, Orchestrating My Life. He said, what? But this is something they do regularly with American artists over there, so I went over. It was great. We had great musicians, great arrangements, so it was pretty painless, and we decided to do a record, and that's where Orchestrating My Life came from. That's due out today as well, featuring Springfield hits like Jesse's Girl, Don't Talk to Strangers, Affair of the Heart, Human Touch, and I've Done Everything for You to big orchestras. That'd be kind of nice. The wow moments for him came in a pair of deeply personal tracks, My Father's Chair, which he wrote after his father passed, and Irreplaceable, which he composed after his mother died. The songs are my way of honoring them, he says. My father's chair has been recited at services, even chiseled on gravestones. And when my mom died, you can't just sit down and say, all right, I'm going to write a song about my mom. It's just got to come. So I had to sit until I had an idea that echoed what she meant to me, and I hope that did it for her. A lot of the girls, Jennifer used to always swoon when I brought up his name.
Jen is way too young to be swooning over Rick Springfield.
But he did
28 past the hour. Yeah.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A San Diego man is under arrest, charged with killing one woman and injuring 3 others inside a nearby synagogue. Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein was one of those shot in the attack. He spoke on CNN about the lady who was killed, 60-year-old Lori Kay.
It's unfathomable why this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful human being would be shot down. Her mother just recently died, and she came to services to be able to memorialize her mother.
The gunman is identified as 19-year-old John Ernest. Worshippers say he stormed in screaming anti-Semitic slurs and started firing.
He was just focused to kill. You see, you saw the hate and you saw the murder in his eyes.
Daniel Meng was inside the temple celebrating the last day of Passover. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
We are charming, if nothing else. The charming Victoria Keelan is here, charming Jennifer Horn, charming Kara Schill, charmed, I'm sure, as you say here in New England, charmed. I'm Doug Steffen, perhaps the most charming of all of us. Here I am in all my glory, giving, however, my energy to Victoria, who's got this half hour's lead story.
Well, the big trending story in the world of entertainment is the new James Bond film. This is the 25th James Bond movie, and they had a big press conference on Thursday. Most of the cast was down in on the island of Jamaica at Ian Fleming's GoldenEye estate, where he actually lived. That was his home. And so they used that as the backdrop to announce the casting of the new James Bond movie. Everyone is back from Spectre, which I thought was a terrible James Bond movie. It was a really bad movie. But everyone is back from that. Ralph Fiennes is still going to be M. Ben Whishaw is still Q. So a lot of the favorite, Naomi Harris is still Moneypenny. So a lot of the favorite actors that people have seen in the last few movies, they'll be back. Now, the biggest casting news is Oscar winner Rami Malek is the new Bond villain. And during this press conference, he is filming in New York City right now, the final season of Mr. Robot. And so he was not able to be at the launch in Jamaica. But he sent a little video out saying he was excited to join the cast. And some other Bond villains from the past will be making a resurrection of sorts. Grace Jones from the 80s. She is going to have a cameo. Yeah. She's going to be back. And obviously as a different character because I think she was killed off when she was last
Bond
villain.
She blew up. She was she saved James Bond by blowing up herself on a train that had a bomb on it. That was one of the great... the bad guy in that was, what's his face? He's around today still, and he plays a fabulous bad guy. And he's one of our great character actors, as a matter of fact. What the heck? Live and Let Die was the movie. Yeah, I know, keep going.
What's his bad guy name? What's his name in the movie?
Do you remember the villain?
Christopher Walken.
Walken, that's
okay.
It. Yep.
Oh, Christopher Walken. Oh, yeah, he is a good bad guy.
He's a good bad guy.
Great bad
guy. He is.
Yeah, he was in that movie with Grace Jones. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, so Grace Jones will be in this new Bond movie. It doesn't have a title yet, and it doesn't even have a finalized script. However, it does have a release date of April 8th of 2020. Christoph Waltz, who is also an Oscar winner, he was in Spectre. He was the bad guy who was captured alive at the end of it, so he is reportedly going to be in this next version. Now, some of the drama that's already happening on set, apparently, is that Daniel Craig, who is James Bond, apparently he is incredibly difficult to work with, and they haven't even really started any of the main production yet, but people are already saying on the set that he is impossible to work with, he's very difficult, and people don't want to work with him, he doesn't really want to be there, which he also made it pretty clear after Spectre. His direct quote was, he'd rather slash his wrists than ever play Bond again, so they must have given him a very large paycheck.
$50 million.
Yeah, so I guess he's there, but, you know, kind of half-heartedly he's there, so I guess there's already some drama. And he hasn't even done a scene with Rami Malek yet, so hopefully Rami, who is known to be very sweet and likable, hopefully they won't clash.
So, there's the James Bond, sir. That's good. Here I am, Carrie. You didn't get me. I said so again. Doggone it. The latest from Puke and Putin. Let's see. There are a couple of things going on here. As you remember, he met with Little Fatty this week, right? And he says he's going to brief our leaders, that is the United States, on the summit he had. It's the first time they met, because Little Fatty wants to, well, I'm not sure how this all fits together. Who wants to do what with whom? They want to have guarantees in order to denuclearize. So he doesn't, well, apparently Putin thinks, Little Fatty thinks Putin, Putin can have some sway over the United States. How does he figure that?
No, I don't think so. I think that mostly what is going on is that Kim Jong-un wants to be seen as another powerful world leader. And so he's got meetings scheduled with China. He's got meetings that he had this past week with Russia. And Russia has already said that they're gonna tell the United States what went on. They said the same thing that the United States did, that they think he wants to denuke if the deal is right. I don't think that this is, other than the fact that they can bond over probably, you know, hating America, the Russians have a lot, just as much to lose, if not more than America does, by a nuclear Kim Jong-un, and that's because they can reach him very easily right now with the capabilities that we know that North Korea has. So Russia is not necessarily butting up to Kim Jong-un. They are still very separate in all of this. And Russia, I think it would be in their best interest to see Kim Jong-un denuke as well. So it's just, is it consequential? Not very much.
Let's visualize.
Until he's ready to get rid of his stuff.
This is where your partner in L.A. would come in. Brian Whitman does good voices. I'd like to hear his... either he plays Little Fatty or he plays Pukin' Putin talking to Trump. I want to know what the conversation goes when Pukin calls up Trump and gives him the report, because supposedly that's what's going to happen. Can you imagine after the last business with the Russians and the Mueller report what the conversation is like when if nobody's listening? What do you think the conversation is like between Putin and Trump? Remember the last time they got together, Trump snubbed him, didn't even talk to him, walked right by him.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I find it interesting to. These are just people. They're just people. And we all have our likes and dislikes, people that we want to be around, people we don't want to be around, that sort of thing. By the way, speaking of Little Fatty, that little jerk has sent our country a bill for $2 million.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, come on.
That's some nerve.
Apparently,
he didn't even give us a healthy person. He gave us a comatose person who died.
So we don't bury the headline here, which you accuse me of frequently. Mm-hmm. The hospital care of Otto Warmbier. Remember the guy who was the student held as a prisoner by the North Koreans? And he came home and died. Anyway, so the folks over in North Korea who grabbed him in the first place and mistreated him want us to pay the $2 million hospital care bill for him. I just tell him to pick a finger on this right hand.
Apparently, before they would let him go, they had to sign something. So our country signed the whatever it was, like the release to get him over here. And now Kim Jong-un is saying, well, that's $2 million. Thank you very much. And obviously no money has exchanged hands, nor will it or should it.
No. Right. Exactly. All right. In a moment, what the president is saying, well, a couple of different things. We haven't talked much about the president this week. I mean, not much going on. He's a very, right, there's never anything going on around Trump. I just find it.
It's always
quiet. It's right. I find it soothing not to talk about what he's doing. So anyway, but there is something that it seems has bothered some people, so we'll talk about that right after this on the DJB program.
This is a Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
It's like slipping on a pair of prescription glasses for the first time, as everything becomes super crisp and clear. That's what going from 4K to 8K is all about, with Samsung's new TVs. And behind it all is something called quantum dot technology. Scott Cohen from Samsung explains.
So, you know, when we're talking about QLED with Samsung, we are talking about a technology called quantum dot. And the reason Samsung has made these advancements in quantum dot and applied them to our TV has to do with color accuracy and color brightness. So when we think of a Samsung QLED, first and foremost, that's Samsung's flagship line of TVs. That's the best TVs we make. It's based on quantum dot because using the technology of quantum dot, we can get a full color spectrum accurate in any brightness condition.
More info is at Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix.
Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the Trumpsters, the administration, introducing regulations that could allow healthcare providers, hospitals, insurers, to discriminate against transgender patients. They say officials at the Department of Health and Human Services are rewriting the Obamacare rule that provides protection. The proposal probably coming out as early as this week. I don't know. This is a lot of healthcare gobbledygook and legal blah, blah, blah. What basically the bottom line here is that insurers wouldn't have to pay for how much of the healthcare, Victoria? Is it all of it? Some of it?
I think they can turn it all down. They can basically, this is allowing for discrimination, which... That's what the 2010 Patient Protection of the Affordable Care Act,
okay,
that prohibited it. So you can't discriminate based on, you know, prior conditions and things like that.
Who benefits from this other than the insurance companies?
The insurance companies are going to love this.
Right.
Hospitals,
okay,
too. There are people who they can basically, if you have any type of complication or if you're transgender and someone at the hospital just doesn't want to deal with you, they can turn you away. Even if you have a bullet wound, a life-threatening illness.
Here's the bottom line on this. This, from my point of view, this is a bad move because it sends a bad signal. This doesn't cost the government a nickel.
Mm-mm.
It costs the health insurance. So it shows you the impact that the lobbyists for the healthcare industry have on the process. Because if it were, I would think...
There's also a religious component, too. A lot of faith-based, what they call faith-based organizations and hospitals, they also don't believe in being transgender. So there's a component of that in there, too.
How does that affect you? That's always the question. How does that affect me?
And
my question as to how I want to kind of deal with things like this, how does it affect me?
Well,
it doesn't.
Capitalism, and if a hospital wants to make the money of a patient, they will. It's like, look, Catholic hospitals for a long time have not been giving abortions. Mm-hmm. When people want to get an abortion, they go somewhere else. This is not, I don't know, it's nothing new, and capitalism sort of flushes out the system, right? Capitalism will say, hey, there'll be some hospital that will want to treat me. It's like the wedding cake argument.
Yeah, but what if with a hospital, what if you're in a rural community where you don't have multiple options of hospitals?
That's true.
It's getting into this, I think it's a slippery slope to allow to pick and choose who we're going to take care of. It's just ridiculous.
But it doesn't, I don't have a horse in the race, but it just shows you how powerful the lobbies are. That's what it is. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Come
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Our visit with Nick Miles is about to begin. Prepare yourself. Put your seatbelts on. Get ready to hit 60 in 3 seconds. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. Yes, Nick Miles is here with a focus. Well, let me pick up a couple of things here from the table, if I may, Nick. It looks like Fiat Chrysler is recalling 300,000 vehicles in North America because of a transmission problem. You know what this does? It says to me, it's the car industry today. The average person doesn't realize that what you see isn't necessarily what you get. And by that I mean so many of these cars have the same platform, the same wheelbase, the same drivetrain, the same engine, yet they have a different skin on them. Is this an example of that very thing? Different cars, different...
Yes, sort of. I mean, you know, you look back to Ford and Mercury days, right, where every Ford and every Mercury and almost every Lincoln were the same vehicle, but they just had different names and different paint schemes. Sometimes it was just that simple. I mean, you know, they did the same over at GM, and they still do the same over at GM. A lot of their vehicles transcend between GMC and Chevrolet. They sort of swap vehicles and call them different things. But it's too expensive now because of all the safety regulations to the develop new vehicles entirely. So manufacturers tend to use the same base for vehicles from one model to another, and they just, you know, weld an extra piece on here or there. So that's one of the issues.
Are we overdoing safety when it comes to cars? Is the government too involved here? What's it like in the rest of the world to get a car certified versus what it's like here, Nick?
Well, it's strangely enough, life is valued differently depending on what continent you're on. The Europeans have, you know, different safety features. In the U.S., you remember that beautiful Land Rover Defender? It disappeared in 1995. That's because America said it wasn't safe enough, yet the British were still selling them right up until last year or so. So it's difficult to know. Ultimately, the truth of the matter is we can't all sit around a table and agree on what safety is. And then there's always that pesky thing of people saying, I want my family to be okay and safe. So there's that, which always sort of pushes automakers to try and make them safer. Yeah, I think it all depends on the manufacturers. There's manufacturers like Honda who brought a crashed HR-V to the New York Auto Show last week and said, look, this is what can happen to your HR-V in the worst case scenario, and everybody in the cabin would be fine because it was, you know, so secure. So some people get it, some people don't.
Got it. Waymo has picked Detroit to build self-driving cars. It was an old Chrysler. Who owns this company? Chrysler?
Waymo is they work with Google a lot. They're fairly independent. It's an interesting choice because they've been working with Fiat Chrysler for a while. They use Pacifica minivans, I believe, to do a lot of their testing in.
Yeah.
And sort of now that they've decided to sort of settle in Detroit. But the thing with Waymo is it's, again, one of these car companies that's unproven. They've got a lot of great technology, but they don't have a car. You know, you can't go into a Waymo showroom today and buy a car, so who knows what kind of cars they're going to build. And
where are they getting their money? Now, who's funding this, though, Nick? I guess it's been expensive to retool an auto plant. It's going to cost a lot of dough.
No, it absolutely does, and obviously people are willing to lend money on speculation. I mean, that's how the whole Tesla organization is built on borrowed money, billions of borrowed money.
Yeah.
So people are willing to lend money if they think they can get some sort of return out of it. Like, you would have liked to buy Apple shares, you know, 30 years ago, or 25 years ago. It would have been a great idea. Well, you know, there's somebody out there that's saying Waymo is going to be my retirement fund.
There you go. Daimler owns Mercedes, and they bought a truck factory a number of years ago. There's a venerable name in the trucking industry. The Freightliner brand had a lot of things connected to it, mostly good. Daimler bought it, and they become the Chevrolet. You see Freightliners everywhere because they're cheap, and now they're going to try to build electric Freightliners, is that right?
Yeah, so it's interestingly enough, they do build their Western Star trucks right now in Portland, Oregon, and they're going to try this electric car factory. Let's see if it works. Ultimately, Portland is a long way from places like Atlanta, so you ship all the parts in, you build the trucks, and then you have to ship them out to people who want to buy them in the populated East Coast. So it may be an expensive way to build vehicles and then have to ship them back across the country.
All right, Nick, good report as usual. Lots to think about. Nick Miles' website, OurAutoExpert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.